Ship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Wow, 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 and wow. That's what I want to say right now. I just want to say, wow, talking to Harrison and to Shireen live from Israel just there. They're telling you all about the tour, that you can come with us to Israel. And that email address again, in the first instance, tv@worshipradio247.org, tv@worshipradio247.org, or just go on to one of our websites. You can go onto worshipradio247.org and click on the banner that you'll find at the right-hand side, A Tour of Israel, A Journey of Faith. Click on that and it'll give you all the information that you want. And you will not be sorry that you joined us on this tour. Let's look at scripture now. Turn with me to Luke, the second chapter, and we're going to start at verse 13. Luke, the second chapter, verse 13. This is part 33 of our current series, Peace and Love. And the Bible says this: suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. This was the birth of Jesus. Imagine the scene. There they are, the shepherds. They're in the fields. They're watching their sheep. They don't know what's going on. Suddenly, this angel turns up, this figure dressed in white, probably 7 or 8 foot tall, stood in front of them and told them about Jesus, told them that this new baby had been born in Bethlehem. And the angel said, "And this will be your sign. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And these shepherds are thinking, "What? What? What's occurring? What's happening? We're just here to look after the sheep." And then the Bible says suddenly, say suddenly. Then the Bible says suddenly. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others. Can you imagine that scene? The night sky being lit up by these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of angels, and all of them are singing and praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Now, those words, they weren't just made up. They weren't just thought of on the spur of the moment. I can imagine the angels had been up in heaven for weeks and months beforehand. They had been rehearsing this. They knew what they were going to say. They were listening to their boss, God Almighty, and they knew they were going to say, "And peace on earth." Peace on earth. Can you imagine, beloved, peace on earth? Well, when the Lord comes back, there will be peace on earth for 1,000 years. Can you imagine no wars, no rumors of wars, no anguish, no backbiting, no fighting, no fighting against each other's countries? With what's going on at the moment, with whether UK are going to stay in Europe itself, or whether we are going to leave, that vote comes up on June the 23rd this year. And when that vote is cast, we either stay in Europe or we leave Europe. And so many people are saying, if we stay in Europe, the wars will continue and others are saying if we leave Europe, then the war will start all over again, and there'll be war of nation against nation, nation against nation. Political figures fighting each other. They're doing it now on whether we should stay or whether we should leave. And they're all telling lies. None of them are telling the truth. The only way for you, if you're in the UK, to know whether you want to stay in Europe is to pray and say, Lord, what would you have us do? What would you have us do, Father? But whilst all that is going on, there is no peace. But these angels are saying, watch this. They've all come together, this host of angels, and they're all singing in glorious harmony. I can imagine it. Well, actually, I can't, because it would be too beautiful to imagine. But they're singing together, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth. Watch this. To those with whom God is pleased. And this is my question to you today. Is God pleased with you? Is God looking at you now and smiling? Or is God ashamed of you? Or do you not know who God is at all? Are you not interested who God is? Do you want to carry on just doing what you were doing before and not worrying about it? Because, beloved, if you're looking for peace in your life, then you need to know who God is. And if you're looking for peace on earth today, if you're looking for peace in your heart right now, then listen to this. God needs to be pleased with you. So I believe you need to come before Almighty God and confess all of the sin in your life. You need to repent of that sin. You want to turn away from it. You want to look heavenward. Keep your eyes firmly fixed on Jesus and say, Lord, you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And Father, I need your peace in my life. How can I achieve that, Lord? Please shine down on me, and Lord, be pleased with me. Is that going to be your prayer today? Are you going to make a decision that that's what you want to do? Perhaps you have drifted away from following God, and all of a sudden you find yourself listening to this radio station. Well, the timing couldn't be more perfect. You see, this is an agenda God wants to have with you right now. And He would say to you, you know there's something missing in your life, and I can fill that gap. All you need to do is turn to me and ask for my forgiveness for the sin in your life. And the Lord would say to you also, I want you to forgive that person that you haven't forgiven. I want you to let go of that person who hurt you and you've not forgiven. Release it now. And if you turn to me, I will bring my peace and my love and shower you with it. Is that you today? Imagine once again those wonderful angels, that vast host of heaven gathered on those fields in Israel. And it was wonderful that we were talking to Harrison and Shireen a little while ago, because they are there at this moment. They are in Israel, conducting a tour for an Australian tour. And we are going to be there in November this year. And it is going to be wonderful. And I know this, that coming to us and coming with us to Israel is going to change your life. Are you hearing me? I am telling you, I am so sure that this trip to Israel will change your life and your perception of so many things. And so I encourage you and I urge you to come with us. But if you're in that situation and you have kind of drifted away from God and you're not feeling peace at the moment, then all I want you to do is to say to him, Lord, I want to come back. And you can do this by saying these words after me now. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the things I have done wrong. And Father, I know you are displeased with me, but I come to you with sorrow in my heart. And I say to you, Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart again and afresh and make me a brand new person. And Lord God, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, if you have said that, and if you have forgiven that person that you need to forgive, you know I'm right. And if you have done that, you need to forgive that person, not with your emotion, but with your will. Just say, with my will, I forgive. Say the name of the person. In the name of Jesus, amen. And if you've done all that, I want to hear from you. I am desperate to hear from you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org and say, it was me. That's all you got to do. It was me. And it's done. And let me tell you this as well. Whilst we're saying all of this stuff, I want you to know that we so would love to have you in Israel with us. All you've got to do is to send an email in the first instant to tv@worshipradio247.org. tv@worshipradio247.org. That'll come through to me right here. And then I'll send that on to Shireen. I've just sent one to Shireen now. She's in Israel. She's received it, and she will be dealing with it in her office there in Israel. Send me that email, tv@worshipradio247.org, and just say, well, I'd like more information about your tour to Israel in November. We will then send that off to Shireen, and she will then give you all the details you need to know. Father, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.